Just Measures Radio Network.
That's the fact, yeah! That's the fact, yeah!
Back up on an old dirt road, next to a swamp full of toads, was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16...
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. I love you.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning.
Do it.
I got my motor running for a wild weekend. It's
unbelievable, man.
So in my best kindergarten voice, I said,
the answer is
Ruthie Fittipaldi.
That's right.
I love Fridays. I get such a warm welcome. I love that. Welcome to the Liberty Lounge. It's the 4th of April, and of course, it's a Friday, last day of the week. We kind of take a little break from everything that's going, a little break. Not much, but we take a little break so we can relax a little bit. And here I am in all my splendor, all by my lonesome self at Schatz Ranch. Jason headed into Kingman. We turned our students loose about 2 hours ago. And so here I sit, all brokenhearted. So welcome. Glad you could make it in. Got a few things to talk about. Let me go back over here and find out where I'm at and what I'm doing here and see who all is in the chat room. Looks like we've got a pretty good crowd in here. Cyclone Mom, I don't believe I've ever seen you before. Welcome to the shooting bench. Irish, Elderberry, some of you guys that don't, Little Butterfly. There we go. Let's see, RC Flyer, buddy, haven't seen you for a long time. Where have you been? Texas Sheepdog, Southern Bow, not sure what the Wikipedia thing here, WKPEI, whoever you are, welcome to the shooting bench. Edge of the Woods just popped in there. All right, good deal. All right, for those of you that are new or haven't been with us for a while, Friday nights, we kind of give it a rest and just do basically classic country music. And a little news here and there. Okay, Irish, we run out of pork roast here, so we shot them all when you were here. But we got some good video of that. Hopefully, if I can get the guy that shot most of that to turn it loose, I'll try to get it on YouTube here before too long. All right. Well, while we're getting things organized here, I tell you, I haven't been in from the range here for very long, so I had to kind of set this up as quick. Edge of the Woods, the only metal I have is lead, copper, and brass, and tenifer-coated steel. That's my metal. I mean, you probably can't hear it very good. Matter of fact, if you could hear it from here, we're going to get in trouble for putting holes in things around here. So anyway, let's play a couple songs, get my feet under me here. I haven't even washed all the EPA restricted stuff off my hands. So give me a few minutes here. Let's listen to a song or two and we'll be back. Wait, stop.
Day I was born, and oh, what a good life I've had. I've got more memories than leaves on the trees, and I owe it all to my dad. My dad was a broad-minded man. He had him on his mind all the time. I want to be like dad in every way I can. I try to be a broad-minded man. Lived in haste, attempting to taste every drop of life's sweet wine. So if there's anything you can name I ain't done, it's because I haven't had the time. I've got a woman who don't understand. She calls my life a shame and throws up a howl every time I'm on the prowl, and I'm sure my mama did the same. My daddy was a broad-minded man. He had him on his mind all the time. I want to be like dad in every way I can. I try to be a broad-minded man. this world who's been hurt by something that I've done. If I've caused a tear to fall, then I'm sorry for it all, 'cause I swear it was all done in fun. My daddy was a broad-minded man. He had them on his mind all the time. I want to be like Dad every way I can. I try to be a broad-minded man. I try to be a broad-minded man.
All right, John Schneider, Jim Ed Brown, some of my favorites. I'm a big Jim Ed Brown fan. We've got it. Let me run over here to another section. Let me run across the street here. I got to throw in something here that's a little bit disturbing, and this is something that has been going around. Well, it's relatively new. But it's, I guess I should say, it's making the rounds. It's only 5-6 days old, something like that. And I have been to, this subject came up today with some very like-minded people that was in our class today. And that is the absolute, unbridled power that some of these people think they have. And this was a roadblock. I'm not going to play Actually, I'm not going to play it at all because it's too long to cut into our music night. Monday, I'll play the whole thing for you. But this is a guy that was pulled over for a driver's license check. I don't know about you, but I have never heard of a driver's license check. Really? We got to pull over and you're going to ask me if I have a driver's license? Under what authority do you do that? Am I not secure in my possessions and papers and all that stuff until or unless you suspect me of a crime? And you're just asking me arbitrarily, you're going to interrupt my travel and pull me over on the side of the road and ask me if I have a driver's license. And this guy stood up to him real well. He said, you know, I'm not going to show you my driver's license. None of your business. If I'm being suspected, if I'm being, you know, charged with a crime, if you're detaining me, that's one thing. But talked about the guy last night who wouldn't give up his guns. He said, "You give me your guns, or you go to jail." I said, "Well, all right, buddy, unlock the door. Let me get in, because then we're going to jail." And the problem is there's just damn sure not enough people that are willing to take that step, to take that risk, to go to that inconvenience, possible expense, possibly on your record, to stand up for your rights. And I have little expectation that if something any more serious than that was to start, people say, "Oh yeah, I'll be right there with you. I got your six. You betcha. Yeah, I'm there. If it happens, yeah, I'm all over it." Really? I'm thinking maybe not. Because if you're not willing to go to any inconvenience that's not particularly life-threatening now, and you're telling me that you're going to somehow miraculously jump out there in your ninja pajamas with your AK-47 and 1,000 rounds of ammo, and all of a sudden you're gonna get out there and start helping and participating in something when you won't even do anything right now. And I'm thinking that may not be the case. I really don't believe that'll happen that way. But I reckon we'll see. We probably won't have to wait too awful long to see what's going to happen here. All right, well, I don't want to ruin the night with this kind of stuff. It just irks me that we have people that just say that kind of stuff and then don't do it. But anyhow. All right. Well, no metal tonight, Edge of the Woods. Sorry about that, but we'll step it up a couple of years here and listen to a little John Anderson. How about that? That's as close to metal as we're going to get tonight, I imagine.
Children,
I'm quite the fan of some John Anderson stuff. He's kind of I don't know how he is politically. I can get where I'm not a fan of him pretty quickly, but so far I don't study every single artist that's out there and see, you know, I get very disappointed when I find out some of my absolute favorite all-time artists are Obama supporters, and that just really ruins it for me. I can't ever listen to their songs the same way again, even if I like them. It just bothers me. But anyway, these folks, I'm a huge fan, and this song right here is one that my sister used to, when she was like six. She used to, a guy, I might have played this once before a few months ago, but there was a guy at the radio station that we always called her by name, and he'd play this song, and he said, "This is for Debbie," and it just tickled her pink to listen to this. I don't know why what she got out of this song to begin with, but it reminds me of her in those old days, so we're going to play it anyway. At least I think we're going to.
Are you listening, Billy Christian? If you are, go on home. Everything is like you left. Music never thrills her like it did when you were there. Go on home, Billy Christian, if you care.
What a team they were together, Billy Christian and his wife. People loved to hear them singing. That was their success in life. But the eyes of Billy Christian were the wild. Now Billy's wife sings solo all the time.
Are you listening, Billy Christian? If you are, then go on home. Everything is like you left it. She spends all her time alone. All that music never thrills her like it did when you were there. Go on home, Billy Christian, if you care. Like you left it, she spends all her time alone.
care.
I was toting my pack along the dusty when a mucker rode it. When along came a semi with a high-end canvas covered load. If you're going to win a mucker mat, with me you can ride. So I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand that I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man. I'll travel, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Matamor, Apollo, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Topeka, Anchorage, Amador, I'm a killer, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texarkana, Monterey, Ferry Day, Santa Fe, Tallahassee, Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Arkansas, Tennessee, Hennessy, Chippewa, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil Lake, Cradle Lake, the Peak, Lake. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I've traveled, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. Louisville, Aspen, Oxville, Oma, Baker, Shuffleville, Jacksonville, Waterville, Costa Rica, Pittsfield, Springfield, Bakerfield, Shreveport, Hickensack, Cadillac, Fond du Lac, Davenport, Idaho, Jellicoe, Argentina, Diamantina, Pasadena, Catalina, see what I mean, sir, I've been everywhere, man, I've been everywhere, man, across the desert, bare, man, I breathe the mountain air, man, I've traveled, I've had my share, man, I've been everywhere. Pittsburgh, Piterburg, Gravelburg, Colorado, Ellensburg, Rexburg, Vicksburg, Eldorado, Laramore, Atmore, Havistar, Chattanooga, Chaska, Nebraska, Alaska, Opelika, Baraboo, Waterloo, Kalamazoo, Kansas City, Sioux City, Cedar City, Dodge City, what a pity. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert's bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man.
I know some place you haven't been.
I've been everywhere.
Why'd you go and leave me borderline insane? There's no love on this earth worth this much pain. The loneliness surrounds me like a cold dark cloud. I can't hear myself thinking for crying out loud. For crying out loud, just look at me, a helpless, hopeless case of endless misery. For crying out loud, what happened to the man who walked so proud? I just can't help myself for crying out loud. Sitting at the table once called our own, maybe I should give it up and go on home. I still feel alone in the middle of a crowd. They all just think I'm crazy for crying out loud. For crying out loud, just look at me, helpless, hopeless case of endless misery. Crying out loud, what happened to the man who walked so proud?
I just can't help myself for crying out loud. And I can't eat and I can't sleep for crying out loud. My blue jeans on, find my cowboy boots, my button down, strap my timepiece on my arm, grab my billfold, my pocket change, just find the sober routine, then it's out the door and down the street, it's not
every Sunday for the Medic Shack.
The Emperor has been expecting you.
With your host, Chuck Hudson.
You know what the chain of command is? It's a chain I go get and beat you with till you understand who's in running command.
Cat Ellis.
You're having far too much fun at my expense.
And our producer, Jacob Hudson.
Who is this genius?
Sundays, 7 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, on the Just Measure Radio Network.
Welcome to Doc's Freedom Files.
There are many different types of families. There was the Charles Manson family,
There are crime families, royal families, nuclear families, non-traditional families, television families, and on and on and on. Generally, though, it can be said that the word family is seen in a positive light. This explains why, in recent years, various national government figures have taken to calling the federal government the federal family. This attempt at rebranding is in response to the increasingly negative perception of the words federal government. From the perspective of the hard-done-by U.S. citizen, this federal crew can look like a pretty dysfunctional family. In truth, seen through the right kind of prisms, the federal family looks more and more like a true crime family with each passing day. Of late, we've had the forged Obama birth certificate scandal, the presidential election vote counting scandal, the Justice Department's Gunwalker scandal, the IRS's illegal political targeting scandal, and this takes us to the case of National Security Agency whistleblower Edward Snowden. Snowden, an NSA contractor, finally confirmed what many of us had long suspected. The NSA unconstitutionally records every phone call and electronic transmission made by every American. Now debate rages as to whether Snowden is a hero or a traitor, though he personally eschews the term hero, stating that he's just an American citizen. I disagree with Mr. Snowden and suggest that he's far more of a hero than he may believe. I also suggest that the public had better consider him a hero, too. You see, there is a strangely reliable dynamic in the history of human affairs. When heroes are not supported and seen as such by the bulk of the public, additional heroes tend to be in short supply when they're needed most. Using the federal family metaphor, I think it can very fairly be said that cousin Edward Snowden didn't betray you and I. Uncle Sam did. This is Doc Toops wishing you life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Put the hammer down, just ignore the county line. I've had enough of this old town, leaving it behind.
Tune in to The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. On Just Measures Radio. Don't miss it.
But that's not likely cause this way of life is getting old. This old place ain't home, it's just stopping to roll. It's stopping to roll. I blame you for the say it's going to rain.
Join Cope for 2 full hours of political incorrectness, current events, gun talk, and so much more.
Hi, this is Amy Reynolds inviting you to come see what it's like living way out here, new on Just Measures Radio. We'll talk about cooking, canning, gardening, and homemaking, along with storytelling and nostalgic journeys to yesteryear.
Join Amy every Monday through Thursday morning right here on Just Measures Radio Network for Living Way Out Here, 8 to 9 a.m. Pacific, 10 to 11 Central. Don't miss it.
And what I wouldn't give to ride in that old truck with him. If heaven wasn't so far away, I'd pack up the kids and go for the day and introduce them to their grandpa.
Come.
Okay, are you ready? Here's Cope Reynolds with another maximum dose of truth and common sense on The Shooting Bench, here on Just Measures Radio.
They say heaven's at the end, but so far it's been hell, and there's fire on the mountain, lightning in the air, rolling them hills, and it's waiting for me now.
all know truth and common sense going on here tonight. We're just trying to listen to a little music and kick back and enjoy ourselves a little. I'm still trying to figure out what Wickpei, or whatever his name is, W-K-P-E-I. Pretty goofy stuff you're putting up there. So far, not a whole lot of it's made any sense. So we'll keep watching here and see if we can put all these things together and figure out what it is you're trying to send us. Is that code or what? The last one you did, I kind of got that one. But collective members of a hive, we become Bork. I'm not even sure that that's a complete sentence, so I'm trying to decipher that one. But if it's code for NSA is watching you, I get that. And we appreciate you letting us know. Okay. Anyway, let's. What are you guys looking for tonight? I see Rights at Risk. I'm going to play some Eddie Rabbit just for you if I don't hear something here pretty quick. Now, you know what the rules are. We're talking classic country tonight. We may have another, I may go off on a sentimental journey here one of these nights and do another classic rock show. That was kind of fun. There was we did a lot of good stuff tonight. I'm not opposed to that. I like it. I just set the standard here for classic country when we started because I like it a lot better. But there is one that I played. I played just a little bit of it the other night. I'm sorry, the other morning. I played this on Amy's show because it was Doris Day's birthday. And it sounds kind of country. And I kind of like it, so I'm going to play it. And we're just going to pretend like it's pretty close to country. And if everybody didn't know that Debbie Reynolds wasn't really a country singer, you probably wouldn't know her. But
cottonwoods whispering above, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. The old hooty owl hooty hoos to the dove, Tammy, Tammy, Tammy's in love. Does my lover feel what I feel when he comes near? My heart beats so joyfully. You'd think that he could hear. Wish I knew if he knew what I'm dreaming of. Tammy, Tammy, Tammy.
Very nice, Tammy. Don't stop.
Yeah, the way in the back, you got money in the sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your happiness, you had to do, I could 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 do.
back, you got girls in the front and girls in the back, and away in the back, you got money in the sack, both hands on the wheel and your shoulders right back. I hear tell you're doing well, good things have come to you. I wish I had your good luck charm, and you had to do, I could 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 do, better, better, for them.
Boy, that did it. We got all kinds of requests coming in now. We got some text coming in, so there's going to be no lack for anything to play here for a few minutes. That's a good deal. I didn't know if you guys had liked Tammy or not. It looks like Not Too Late was familiar with it, and that's a good way to put that. The country was a lot closer to the city back then. We talked to some people today. Well, actually, it was our students in the class. And we talked about that very thing, and I wind up talking with this subject to more and more people more and more often. And that is the fact that, you know, we're reminiscing, and I don't know if reminiscing is as accurate as missing instead of reminiscing, talking about it, what's the right word, forlornly maybe, I'm not sure. But we talk about the not ever locking doors when we were a kid, being able to take a .22 to school and have a .22 rifle on the gun rack when we were a kid and nothing happened. And, you know, the milkman bringing milk to the door and drinking out of the garden hose. And if you get lost or something, you go to a cop and they help you instead of beating you to death and taking you to jail or whatever. And how the neighbors would say, yeah, come on in, where it's dinner time. I don't know who you are, but you look hungry, so come on in. And, you know, those days are pretty much gone. And I don't know, even after we get the country squared away, which is going to be a long time down the line, I don't know if we'll ever get that back like it was back in the, 40s, 50s, 60s, early 70s. Started going downhill pretty quickly. By the end of the 70s, we started dropping off pretty quick. And by the end of, 2008, it started going downhill even faster. Yeah, Wiki Pie, need good boots, maybe coming up $50? Hell yeah, you damn right. I was thinking about the same thing myself. I couldn't have said it any better. So you betcha. I'm with you 100%. I got it.
Hey, listen, why don't we have Skeeter Davis do another song right now? I think it'd be very appropriate at this point. And this is almost the end of the show, but okay. She sings of the end of the world. Let's watch it.
I guess that'll have to do.
Does my heart go on beating? of mine cry. Don't they know it's the end of the world? It ended when you said goodbye. Thank y'all very much. Thank you.
That's good. Boy, I picked the wrong version of that. That's not how I remember it on the radio when I was a kid, so we better see if we can heal up a little bit.
Gal, the red dress on some folks called her Dinah, stole my heart away from me way down to Louisiana. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. The little bee sucks the blossom, the big bee gets the honey, the little man raises the cotton, the big man gets the money. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Would I like to go to Tulsa? Boy, I sure would. Let me off on Archer. I'll walk down to Greenwood. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa. I'm too young to marry.
Ah, here's that boy again. Jack Lloyd.
Much to this little song, and really we don't care. We're gonna do it anyway because we go right by there. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Big smile, we never do look sour. We travel all over the country, playing by the hour. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to marry. Take me back to Tulsa, I'm too young to wed.
All right, that was from a text request that came in a while ago. And we're trying to pick a few of those that you guys have put out there. I don't have anything important to share with you. Yeah, I do. Yes, I do. I was going to say I didn't have anything important to share. I just keep playing music. I do have something important to share. I have a change to the schedule that some of you may not know about. Go to ShotsRanch.com, click on schedule, and look and see if any of the classes in there is something you might want to partake of, and come out here and see us. But we changed the 3rd and 4th of May to accommodate a couple of folks here. And 3rd and 4th of May will be the combat medic class. Edge of the Woods will be teaching that class, as always. And having been around a little bit and seen and done a few things in a couple of places, I can tell you that that class is absolutely amazing. It is worth five times what you'll pay for it, for the knowledge that you take away from there. If you've got a group of people that you need to share this with, get a couple of you. You know, there's no use of coming down and getting the whole bunch, but get a couple of you and take good notes and go back and share that with your group. It's an amazing class. It's a I dare say it's a life-changing class when you think about some of the things that you'll have the ability to do after this is over. And then, due to popular demand, the first weekend of June, we have the Gunsmith Jubilee. There, we got a 3-day weekend of gunsmithing, of armorer's classes. The first one being the field armor, which we're going to take a bunch of guns, different types of guns, field strip them, look at some of the little things that are unique to that particular style of gun, taking them apart, put them together, maintenance, construction, you know, whatever, the whole nine yards. And the next day will be the 8-hour Glock armorer's class that we've done so many times before. We did this in Farmington quite often. And then the third day will be the AK-47 class. The AK-47 class, you need to bring a little bit of ammo. We're going to go out and do a few of the little things the way we run the AK and try to make sure that you have a good handle on the handling and characteristics of the AK when you get done with that class. And besides all that, it's just going to be a heck of a lot of fun. That's one thing that we do well here at Shots Ranch, and that's have fun. We like it. So see if you can find one of these that suits you and come and join us.
I said the night you left me, nothing worse could ever happen. Seeing you with someone else proved that I was wrong. And when your eyes met mine, I knew that you were gone forever. Along with all the reasons hanging on, I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison doing time. I think I'd rather die and go to hell face the devil than to lie. You and him together on my mind. I always thought that someday we might get back together. I just thought you needed time to spread your wings and fly. When I saw the loving way you held on to each other, it was all that I could do not to break right down and cry. I'd be better off in a pine box on a slow train back to Georgia, or in the gray walls of a prison.
All right, there's Doug Stone, somebody asked for a while ago, and now I went and screwed up my cotton picking. There it is. All right, well, so instead of typing this out, I'll just answer you, 007. Yeah, it depends. I was typing this out, and then I hit the wrong button, and it all disappeared, and I started typing again, so I give up. to tweak and peak a basic Romanian AK. It depends on what you want, buddy. We got to, if we need to convert the bolt carrier and everything so it's just like ours, we'll need to keep it for 2 or 3 weeks. If we just put some stock parts in it and tune it up and polish it up a little bit and get it sighted in properly and all that, we can generally do that in a couple of days depending on how busy we are. If it's a little slow and we don't have anything else pressing, we can jump out there and knock that out for you pretty quick. So hang on here just a minute. All right. Jason's in town. He's fixing to come back here. I got to send him a little note there. So it, good one, Raging Ray. You betcha. I didn't, you know, I sit here and do this and then people, will put things up for me and it just jogs my memory into a thousand other things. But I try to think, who in the world would I play if I, and I can't think of, and then they start flowing in there and things start moving a little quicker. I'll, 007, you ought to just take a couple of days off and come down here and see us. And we'll do it for you and send you home with it and save you the shipping. Anyway, let us know what you want. Whatever it is, we can sure fix her up for you. And if you, the way to go, definitely, if, you know, if you got the funds to do it and you're interested in that stuff, fix them up like ours. We can, if you wanted to do everything, let me back up here a little bit. If we did everything to yours that ours have, not counting Cerakote, if we took the A2 flash suppressor, flashlight mount, aperture rear sights, I forgot the name of it, the safety that you can run with one finger and instead of having to reach under or over anything, it's a huge improvement. And the bolt conversion. And let's see. The synthetic furniture that we put on it, stock pistol grip and forearm. You're probably looking at us keeping it 3 to 4 weeks. And you're looking at, just right off the top of my head, roughly, somewhere between $400 and $500. But, buddy, I want you to know, it makes a whole new gun. When you get that thing back, not counting any color, but, when you get that thing back, man, you're not even going to recognize it. It's a huge, monstrous difference. Who is texting me here? Let's see what's going on. Jason's got another one here. yeah. I told Jason I had to quit. You guys know that that I had to give up the Diet Dr. Pepper. I've slipped a couple of times just out of habit. But about, when was it? A month and a half ago or something like that? It's during the Super Bowl. Had a little course of events where I said, okay, I hate it, I'm sorry, but you got to go. So Jason's in Kingman. He just texts me back and says, is 6 liters of Diet RC enough? I said, oh, hell yeah, good grief. Yeah, that's plenty. That'll last me for a while. Okay, Raging Ray, I saw Charlie Pride quite a few times. He was at the New Mexico State Fair. I don't remember how many times. The number 6 comes to mind. It seemed like he was there like 6 years in a row. And we never missed him. My mother loved Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride and Jim Reeves. Boy, anything in the world that they do, they just stand out there and just hold a guitar in their lap and sit and look at her. And she was tickled to death. They didn't have to say a word. All they needed to be is out there. So we went and seen Charlie Pride a bunch of times back there in those days. And it was fun. He's a good performer. I like him a lot. So, all right. Let's plug along here and see what else we can come up with.
Jack a diamond, Jack a diamond, and I know you of old. You ever rob my poor pockets of a silver and gold. It's a whiskey, you villain, you've been my downfall. You kicked me, you've covered me, but I love you for all. And it's a whiskey rye whiskey, whiskey I cry. If I don't get rye whiskey, well, I think I will die. It's a beefsteak when I'm hungry, rye whiskey when I'm dry, greenback when I'm hard up, oh heaven when I die. I'll go to yonder holler, I'll build me a still, I'll give you a gallon for the $5 bill. Ah, whiskey, rye whiskey, whiskey I cry. If a tree don't fall on me, I'll live till I die. If the ocean was whiskey, I was a duck, I'd dive to the bottom and never come up. I meant to say up. Now the ocean ain't whiskey, I ain't a duck. I'll play Jack a Diamond and trust to my luck. Whiskey, rye, whiskey, whiskey, I cry. If a whiskey don't kill me, I'll live till I die.
Since we got Tex Ritter on the mind here, we've only played this once ever since we've been doing Liberty Lounge. So we need to do another one by Tex Ritter just for the heck of it. We've gone right by our break. We do that all the time on this show. We get into some of this old stuff and everybody gets to jamming and breaks just go right out the window. So, well, that one's out the window already. So we'll just keep on.
During the North African campaign, a group of soldier boys had been on a long hike. They came to a town called Bazerte. The next day, being Sunday, some of the boys went to church. A sergeant commanded the boys in church, and after the chaplain had read the prayers, the text was taken up next. Those of the boys who had prayer books took them out, but this one boy only had a deck of cards, so he spread them out. The sergeant saw the cards and said, "Soldier, put away those cards." After the services were over, the boy was taken prisoner, brought before the provost marshal. The marshal said, "Sergeant, why have you brought this man here?" "For playing cards in church, sir." "What have you to say for yourself, son?" "Much, sir," replied the soldier. The marshal said, "I hope so. Because if not, I shall punish you more than any man was ever punished." The soldier boy said, "Sir, I had been on a long march for 6 days. I had neither Bible nor prayer book. But I hope to satisfy you, sir, with the purity of my intentions." And with that, the boy began his story. You see, sir, when I look at the ace in my deck of cards, it reminds me there is but one God. The deuce tells me that the Bible is divided into two parts, the Old and the New Testaments. When I see the tray, I think of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. And when I look at the four, I think of the four great evangelists who preached the gospel. There were Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. When I see the five, it reminds me of the five wise virgins who trimmed their lamps. There were 10 of them. 5 were wise and were saved. 5 were foolish and were shut out. When I look at the 6, I know that in 6 days God made this great heaven and earth. And the 7 tells me that on the 7th day he rested from his work and called it holy. When I see the 8, I think of the 8 righteous persons God saved when he destroyed this earth. It was Noah, his wife, their 3 sons, and their wives. And when I see the 9, I think of the lepers our Savior cleansed. And 9 out of the 10 didn't even thank him. Of course, when I see the 10, I always remember the 10 commandments. The 10 commandments that God handed down to Moses on the tablets of stone. And when I see the king, sir, I know there is but one king of heaven, God Almighty. When I see the queen, I think of the Blessed Virgin Mary, the queen of heaven. And the jack or knave is the devil. When I count the spots on my deck of cards, I find 365, the number of days in a year. There are 52 cards, the number of weeks in a year. There are 13 tricks, the number of weeks in a quarter. There are 4 suits, the number of weeks in a month. And 12 picture cards, the number of months in a year. So you see, sir, my deck of cards serves me not only as a Bible, almanac, but also a prayer book.
All right, sorry about that. I was stoking the fire up here. It's still a little bit cool. Let me see what we've got for temperature here. It's, of course, the way this is, the closest weather thing that we have is not always entirely accurate. Let me go and check another one here that is more accurate. And let's see where we're at here. Great. Network error, it says. Yeah, that's our poor internet that we have up here. We're working on that. We're getting some things going. We're trying to get some towers built. We've got a couple of people working right now trying to get this squared away so that we have more reliable internet and you know, wireless for people to come up when the students come up and everything to spend the night or just come up and do things during the day, that they've got more reliable cell phone service and internet. Right now, we have pretty much neither. But it's a lot of fun, and it's pretty up here. And it's probably, I'm going to guess it's, it was 59 degrees when I came inside a while ago, and it was a little warmer in here than it was outside. So it's probably 48, 50, something like that outside. It's not too bad, but it is nice to feel a little bit of fire while sitting around here enjoying country music.
Trio where young dirt road. He made homemade wine like nobody I know. I dropped by one Friday night and said, can you help me, Creole? I got a little girl waiting on me and I want to trade her ride. He said, I got what you need, son, as we sit down in the cellar. He reached through the cobweb as he turned on the light. He said, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust on the bottom, but it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. He was sitting in the porch swing as I pulled up the driveway. My old heart was racing as you climbed inside. You stood over there close at me, drove down to the lake road. Watched the sun fade in that big red sky. I reached under the front seat and said, now here's something special. It's just been waiting for a night like tonight. Oh, there might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. There might be a little dust.
We got the deal to come up here. It's 41 degrees, looking for a low of 37 tonight before it's all said and done. But it'll warm up pretty quickly in the morning and be up in the upper 50s, lower 60s here by noon or so. So ought to be a pretty nice day. Got a lot of stuff to do. We're still got things, a few little odds and ends of things due to finish the classroom up proper. And I'm actually going to spend a little bit of time shooting. I'm going to take some time out for myself tomorrow. Tomorrow or Sunday. Maybe not a whole lot, but I'm going to take a little bit of time and I'm going to shoot. I've got three 308s up here that I need to get zeroed in. And I'm going to take the time and do it. Somehow or another, I'm going to put a few rounds down range tomorrow. If it hair lips the Pope. Okay, anyway. Wow, writes at risk. It'll be 26 at your house. I guess that's good cuddling weather there, so take advantage of it.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies, it was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Making our love.
all the things we used to say, little things we did each day. Why long to do the things that we did before? It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. When it was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know. But I'm still the same old me, and that's all I'll ever be. And I'd like to think that you're the same old you. We lost something down. That we used to do. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies. It was simple and good back then. Walking in the sand, hand in hand, never thinking that it could end. Said making our love with the moon above at the drive-in picture show. It was burgers and fries and cherry pies in a world we used to know.
Burgers and fries and cherry pies.
Oh, things were so simple back then.
Walking in the sand, hand in hand.
All those good times we used to have just sitting in the car.
All right, for you Charlie Pride fans, there's a good one. Charlie Pride had a bunch. I remember, and I may have told you this before. I never forget. I've been doing this for so long and tell you all so many stories. I don't know if I have or not, but I was sitting at my Uncle Homer's house one time when I was probably, I don't know, maybe, I don't even remember, 9, 10, 11 years old, something like that. And I picked up this album of Charlie Pride's, and I'm looking at it, and I was just incredulous. I couldn't believe it. And I asked Uncle Homer, what is this black guy doing on Charlie Pride's album? I had no idea. I had no clue. From listening to him sing, I would have never thought for a minute. You know, so I guess I've been stereotyping since I was a wee lad, but I was kind of astonished that this black guy was on Charlie Pride's album. Well, he is very much a black man, and he sings, you can call it, you know, whatever you want. It's, he does a damn fine job of it. So, I thought that was kind of funny. All right, let's move on. I got a, let's play this one, then we'll talk about this. This is, the next one after this is one of those guys that, always seemed to me, knowing him in his early days, that he would get into country music. Not this one, though. He's been in country the whole time.
There's a closet full of dresses that I bought you. And here's the keys to the new car in the drive. And before you leave our room, put on your best perfume. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right.
Or the next time the phone rings, I won't answer. I don't wanna be the fool I was tonight. I don't wanna know the truth. I don't wanna see the proof. If you're gone, if you're gonna break my heart, all the pieces, just walk right and leave me, and you leave all tonight. Take off your wedding band when he takes you by the hand. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right. Take off your wedding band when he takes you. If you're gonna do me wrong, do it right.
All right. Iowa Cat, good to see you. We've missed you. Man, we've missed a lot of damn good music here. So I don't know what your excuse is. But that's okay. We're glad you made it in here now. That was Vern Gosden, Rights at Risk, who did that last song. Vern Gosden's got some awesome songs. He's got a bunch of good ones. And, of course, we try to play those, only those that do have a bunch of good ones. That's not true. We've got a lot of one-hit wonders as well. Now, this song here is, this one kind of, I don't say it astounded me, but I thought it kind of funny because, well, I remember him more as a, even though they kind of called the outfit country rock or rockabilly or whatever it was they called it. As I remember Vince Gill, he wasn't particularly country. For those of you that have been keeping up with Vince Gill over the years, he started out as a his first gig, I think, was as a lead singer, a singer anyway, for Pure Prairie League. You remember what song Pure Prairie League was most famous for? Yeah, Amy. That was Pure Prairie League, and that was Vince Gill. So, yeah, he was about half hippie back in the day, as Raging Ray says. And so when he come out with some of these more country songs later on, this song here is a wonderful song. And I think this is one of his first real successful ones. When he got into all country, and he did a mighty fine job of this one.
I rushed home from work like I always do. I spend my whole day just thinking of you.
name. Yep, really, Iowa Cat. Vince Gill was with Pure Prairie League for in the good old days there, and up until during the 70s and sometime in the early 80s, he went off by himself and started doing some other things, and he's been pretty successful in the country music field since he pulled away. Of course, there was a lot of them that were hippies. You remember? Let's see here. Conway Twitty was a hippie, singing rock music in the beginning. Who's another one? Joe Stampley. Some of you might remember, I believe it was the Fifth Dimension, I think, that Joe Stampley was in. I believe that was what it was. Don't quote me on it, but I think that's what it was. But there was quite a few of them that have seen the light and went over to country after they realized that they were on a sinking ship here. Let's see here. How about Vern Gosden? I like Vern Gosden. No, they already did that one. Okay, how about not? How about this one? I love this song.
She was such a lady, but my things have changed.
Why are we having problems?
Moved on. I give her my last dollar, and now all she'll do is holler. Oh, my life has become a country song. I've learned she can't resist me by the way she always disses me and comes to bed at night with a cold cream on. Sometimes I might feel frisky, but these days it's just too risky. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. I should admit it, she ain't never gonna quit it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out.
You ought to see what's happened to her hiney.
Her what?
Her hiney. Man, that thing's big enough to land a small plane on.
Small plane? I'm
telling you.
I used to roll her in the clover.
Mm-mm.
But thank God those days are over.
Hallelujah.
It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long. All day long, she gnaws on and on.
I'd say, sweet Jesus, she's gonna finally leave me alone. It's all right if we say it,
'cause the radio won't play it. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out. It's hard to kiss the lips at night that chew your ass out all day long.
Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Come on, baby, turn around. Let me see your pretty blue eyes. Don't you know that I love you? Please don't leave me this anymore, though. Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Thought I was your only vato. Hey, baby, ¿qué pasó? Won't you give me
los acabo.
cuero, allá en el rancho grande, allá donde vivía. Había una rancherita que alegre me decía, que alegre me decía.
Edge of the Woods, yes, sir. Been there, done that. That was one of the things that I miss so desperately about being a kid. I say a kid. Well, I was a kid. I was, 14, 15 years old, I guess, 13, and we did it several years in a row. And we would go out there when the family was all, you know, pretty much living in the same general area, and we'd get together. Easter was one when we'd get out and do this. Labor Day, 4th of July, we always, you know, we didn't have the need, we didn't feel the desire to go downtown, to go travel and do anything. What we wanted to do was go to the woods. We wanted to go to the mountains and have a barbecue and just spend some time together as a family. And if there was any music playing, it was because Uncle Ace and all them all got together with harmonicas and guitars and fiddles and whatever, and to sit out there in the woods, and we created our own. There was no big speakers, boom, 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 while we was out in the woods. No, hell no. Hell no. Somebody shoot them speakers. That wasn't going to be happening. So we did the real thing, real stuff. And we'd sit out there, just like Edge of the Woods was talking about there. We'd dig a hole, by hand, of course, about around 4 feet deep and probably 3 feet wide and 5-6 feet long. Looked very, very much like a grave. And we'd build a fire in that thing. And I want you to know, when we built a fire, we built a fire. We'd fill that thing up with pine logs. We just cut them logs to, you know, 6 foot long right off the bat. We didn't throw a bunch of little piddly firewood on there 18 inches long. We took 5 and 6 foot logs and stacked on there. And buddy, I want you to know, we had a fire that would register, you know, way out there. And me and my cousin would stay out there at night. This was way out in the woods. This was, you know, I say way out in the woods. We didn't drive on a highway out to a certain point and then pull off the road and build a fire. It was a rough dirt road out there, probably 10 or 12 miles up in the mountains. And we'd dig this hole and build this fire in it, and it would burn down to, I mean, an absolute vicious, unbelievable, fiercely hot bed of coals. And when that burnt way down, then we'd get in there and we'd get a few shovels full of them out of there, and we'd take a full deer or you know, a half of a cow, half a beef or something like that, and we'd cut it into quarters and wrap it up first in tin foil and then in gunny sack and burlap. And then we'd soak that burlap sopping wet in water and throw it in there on them coals, and then throw some of the other coals over the top of it that we dug out, cover the hole up real fast with corrugated tin, and then take a shovel and cover up the edges all the way around and down the center where, so the air couldn't get in. What we did is effectively create a light bulb, an oven there that was airtight. And then we build a little fire on top of it, not too big, just a little fire on top to keep it from getting cool up there. And then we just stay up there. We'd leave that meat in there probably 12 hours. And me and Larry'd stay out there, and we'd piddle around. No music, no. We'd just sit out there and piddle around, and we'd go out and shoot a little bit, and we'd talk, and we'd sing and carry on out there like a couple of drunks, even though we hadn't been drinking at all, and sit out there the whole weekend. And then Sunday come along and the meat was ready, and like 007 says, you pick that thing up as soon as you pull the tin off the outside, the gunny sack just burst into flames. Now it wouldn't burn as long as there's no air in there, but it burst into flames. And that's right, Edge of the Woods. Nobody even knows what a gunny sack is now. But they would burst into flames. We'd pull it out of there and peel that off. And, buddy, you ain't never flopped a lip over a piece of meat like that deer or that cow we pulled out of that fire. It was absolutely amazing. And so we'd eat till we'd, you know, just about die, till we had to crawl off in the shade somewhere and take a nap. And what a good time we had. It was so much fun. And damn, I miss those days when we used to do that stuff. Belt buckle polish and music here, I'm here to tell you.
Hello. Yeah, this is me.
Lord, it's been a long, long time. I know this ain't no social call. So go ahead, get it off your mind. You heard what? Well, it ain't true. I was here most all last night. I got over you the day you left. Could it be somebody like? They said what? That I was crying. I haven't shared that I spoke your name. Well, that's insane. I hardly noticed you're not here. That I showed your picture to some stranger. Don't you think I got no pride? They've been here at home, face down. But I bet somebody lied. But if they weren't true, what would it matter to you? Would it change the way you feel? If the rumors were right, would you be here tonight? Just someone whose world was torn in two. Someone who looks a lot like me and loves someone like you. Some forget the tears. I never tried. Lord, I bet somebody lied.
All right, guys, we're right on schedule. I hope you all have a great weekend. I'll have a great weekend as long as working is great, and I think it is most of the time. So we'll be spending quite a bit of time getting some loose ends tied up, getting some things together, get a little better organized, work on some marketing ideas and stuff like that. So if you guys are talking to your friends and you've got subject comes up of firearms training, throw in a good word for us. See if you can send folks out our way. And if you've got a group or something you'd like to put together and try to make it out here, call me. Talk to me personally, and I've got quite a bit of leeway. I can make you a pretty good deal to, bring some folks out. So, don't forget, I haven't mentioned this for a long time, but I keep forgetting to tell everybody. I used to promote it quite a bit, but we've got our own Android app now. We've got my YouTube channel, we've got, Twitter, Facebook, the whole nine yards, lots of stuff to go look at. So there's some of the different things. We've got a Facebook group. Now, I need to change that. I forgot. We have the Shots Ranch Facebook group also. And there's Southwest Shooting Authority at Shots Ranch page. The old Southwest Shooting Authority page is dead and gone. And my blog's still up, and I forget to put this stuff up here very often. So I'm going to try to remember to do this at least a couple of times a week so that you guys can stay in touch, stay on top of things here. So with all that being said, I'm going to scoot on out of here. Got a lot of stuff to do tonight. I've probably got a couple more hours of work to do here and get some sleep, get up in the morning, and hit it hard again. Hope you guys have fun. Remember who you are, and we'll see you Monday morning with Amy's show. Good night.
This has been The Shooting Bench with Cope Reynolds of Southwest Shooting Authority.